This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show with your host, me, Java. For this episode of my adventure, I start off with a duet with Carolyn Wonderland and Bonnie Raitt. Carolyn is a fairly new to me musician that I got turned on to when an old favorite blues musician, John Mayall, made her a part of his band. I look forward to hearing her live sometime soon, I hope. Between Bonnie and Carolyn, in an hour from now, I've got some Bessie Smith, Curtis Salgado and Alan Hagar, a favorite of Johnny Winter, Sunhouse, an old Seattle band, Smokin' Gun, currently active in the Midwest, Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys. I'd play that band just so I could introduce them. Great name. Alvin Lee and 10 Years After, Otis Rush, Muddy Waters and Paul Butterfield, Gary Clark Jr., Otis Spann, and finally, the Paul DeLay Band. Man, I'm glad you're along for the ride, so enough talk and on with the show. Carolyn Wonderland is a blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist who's been performing for the last couple of decades. Most recently, she hooked up with the John Mayall Band and is his first female guitarist, and will be with him when he kicks off his latest tour in Europe in the spring of 2019. I look forward to hearing her play with the band. Up next is Carolyn hooking up with Bonnie Raitt on an old gospel song, Ain't Nobody's Fault But Mine, which was first recorded by Blind Willie Johnson in 1927. Well, that was a nice pairing, Carolyn Wonderland and Bonnie Raitt. And that was a live version of It's Nobody's Fault But Mine, with Bonnie playing distinctly her slide guitar. This was off the film Road to Austin. Going back a few years to a song, Backwater Blues, which was written by Bessie Smith and first recorded by her in 1927, with Bessie on vocals and James P. Johnson on the piano.
When it rains 5 days and the skies turn dark at night, when it rains 5 days and the skies turn dark at night, then trouble taking place in the lowlands at night. Poor girl wonder where she wanna go. Then they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Then they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond.
Bessie Smith in a song she wrote, Backwater Blues, which has been covered dozens of times, including a 1961 version by Bob Dylan. Washington State native but living in Oregon, Curtis Salgado, one of my favorite current blues musicians, is up next with Morning Train, which is off of his 2018 release, Rough Cut.
Train.
Yes, I am.
I'm going train.
Well, now, back,
hurts. Get your load. Come on now. Back, hurts. And get your load. Evening train, baby. Be too late. I'm going home on the morning train.
Let's go home.
Come on now.
Get right, church, and let's go home. Evening train may be too late. I'm going home on the morning train.
Well, now, backpack hurts and get your load.
Backpack hurts and get your load. Evening train. Let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Evening train, be too late. I'm going home on the morning train.
And that was Morning Train by Curtis Salgado and Alan Hagar off of their Rough Cut album. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on your Island Connection, the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. Thanks for making us part of your day. I love to watch films about musicians, both seeing them playing live and also being interviewed. One of my favorites is Down and Dirty. It's one about Johnny Winter, which was released in 2016, just a couple years after his death. In one segment, Johnny's playing a vinyl record of Sunhouse, who had a huge impact on Johnny. It's interesting to see Johnny transfixed in awe listening to Sunhouse. So up next is Sunhouse and Grinnin' in Your Face, which he wrote and first released in 1965. I just love this version all a cappella.
Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. Yeah, just bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. You know your mother will talk about you. Your sisters and your brothers too. Yes, don't care how you're trying to live. They'll talk about you still. Yes, but bear who this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Oh, there's bad hoot is in mind. a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? You know they'll jump you up and down. They'll carry you all around and around. Just as soon as your back a turning, they'll be trying to crush you down. Yes, but bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Oh Lord, just bear who is in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face.
Back to the roots of the blues and rock and roll, Sunhouse and Grinnin' Blues. Moving ahead a couple of decades, and another track off of a CD put out in 2001, Seattle's Best Blues. This is the band Smokin' Gun performing Don't Touch My Girl, recorded live at Seattle's Central Tavern sometime around 2000. As a little bonus, I'm playing the band's introduction at the Central, which was made by Vic the Dude from KZOK.
Good evening, Seattle. Welcome to the Central. I'm Vic the Dude from KZOK FM. I'll tell you, I saw these guys for the first time this past summer up at the Classic Rock Festival in Darrington, and they just blew me away. And I've been a fan ever since. And if you've never seen them, you are going to be a fan beginning right now.
Don't touch my girl. You take the shape right off my back. You take my heels and never give them back. Take my last meal right on the plate. Give me your money, hey, shut up, don't even hesitate. Got only one thing in this world. Whatever you do, don't touch my girl. Touch my girl. We'll be right back.
And that was Smokin' Gun playing Don't Touch My Girl live from the Seattle Central Tavern. I spent a fair amount of time listening to live music in the square when it was the epicenter for much of Seattle's blues scene. Next, a Milwaukee, Wisconsin institution is the band Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys. Just love the name. Up next is their version of Who's Gonna Be Your Sweet Talkin' Man When I'm Gone, which is off of their 20th anniversary album called My Life. The band is still very active in the upper Midwest area of this country.
Hey, old Otis Band tune there for you. I'll play a little blues for you right now, slow it down. I hope we can do that here. Go something like this.
Thank you.
woman ran off with a buster. Hey! And you know that Justy man. Yeah, well, my woman ran off with a buster. And you know that Justy man. He used to give rides in the daytime, fellas. Now all she wanted to do was ride him at night. Oh, it hurt my feelings.
And that was Reverend Raven and the Chain-Smoking Altar Boys and Who's Gonna Be Your Sweet-Talking Man When I'm Gone? And thanks for listening to the Blues Adventure with Java Show, and a reminder that you can listen anytime you want to a couple of my most recent shows by just going to the Voice of Ashen website or app, find the Shows and Host tab, and scroll down to Blues Adventure. You might also want to check out the other Voice of Ashen Blues show while you're there, and that's Mojo Mike's Blues Review. This is your Island Connection, KVSH 101.9 FM. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. December 6, 1972 was a cold one in Seattle. The high for the day was only 30 degrees. I only know that because I looked it up. What I do remember was getting in line with a few other diehards about noon in front of the Seattle Center Arena for a 10 Years After concert. By the time the doors opened, we were pretty tuned up and ready. One of my distinct memories was that the stage was about 6 or 7 feet high off the floor, and across the floor, from one end of the stage to the other, were these 6-foot-high subs. When the first licks of Alvin Lee and the band for One of These Days came out of those subs and the mains, it was like getting physically pushed back into the crowd. Great concert. It might be veering a bit off the traditional blues, but Alvin and the band were sure influenced by them, so that's good enough for me to play One of These Days, which is off of their 1971 album, A Space in Time.
Gone see the governor.
Some good memories. Alvin Lee and 10 years after playing One of These Days. Perhaps a blues adventure train has jumped the tracks again. So to get back on the rails, Otis Rush and a song written by him called Double Trouble. If that sounds familiar, it's a song that Stevie Ray Vaughan says inspired the name for his band. The original record was produced by Willie Dixon, who also played bass on that tune, and had Ike Turner playing the second guitar, but also all of the vibrato sections.
Keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah, they say you can make it if you try. Yeah, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear. Your love got me walking, baby, when I have no place to go. The bad luck and trouble's taking me. I have no money to show. Hey, 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 yeah. They say you can make it if you try. It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear. Love too. In time things wind up, baby, just like me and you. Hey, hey, to make it you got to try. Baby, there's no lie. Yes, some of this generation is millionaires.
That was Otis Rush and the song Double Trouble, which he first released in 1958 as a single. The next song is by Muddy Waters with Paul Butterfield off of his Woodstock album, which he recorded in 1975, but wasn't released until 20 years later in 1995. Sadly, this seems to be a recurring theme with too many blues musicians. The song is Why Are People Like That?, which was written by Bobby Charles.
Take your love and your money. They take your sugar and your honey. They take you skinny or fat. Hey, how come people aren't like that? They take your house and your home. They take the flesh from your bones. They take the
your shirt off your back. Hey, how come people act like that? Then take your phone and your crown. Then take everything that you got. Then lay behind your back. Hey, how come people act like that? Sugar and your honey. They take your skinny up fat. Hey, how come people act like that? They take your house and your home. They take the flesh from your bones. They take the shit off of your back.
Muddy Waters and Paul Butterfield, and why are people like that? I sure don't have the answer. I hope you're enjoying the Blues Adventure with Java, that would be me, on your community radio station, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thank you for making us part of your day. And if you want to make this show, or perhaps my other show, Sunday Morning with Java, a part of your day, any day or time of day, just check out the Voice of Vashon webpage or app. Look for the Shows and Hosts tab and stream them anytime your heart desires. Thank you. Gary Clark Jr. is one of many musicians coming from Austin, Texas. In 2015, he put out his second studio album called The Story of Sonny Boy Slim, which combined the name his mother gave him, Sonny Boy, with his nickname given by Austin blues musician Slim, because he was tall and slim. Next up is Church, which is off of that album, which reached number one on the Billboard Blues album charts that year.
With a woman who losing love with a man I can't be. It ain't me. I was taught to be patient, and I was taught to be kind, but I unwind.
That was Church by Gary Clark Jr. The Paul DeLay Band was a fixture in Seattle's Pioneer Square in the mid-1980s, where I heard them a number of times. This next song is from a performance in Norway in 1997 that was recorded unbeknownst to the band until one of the members got curious and found the tapes, which were remastered and released in 2017, 20 years after the performance. This is Come On With It.
Go! surfing something out. What you gonna do? Come on, Willie.
Was a Paul DeLay band and Come On With It, which is off of the Live at Notodden 97 album, which was released in 2017. And this has been the Blues Adventure with Java show on KVSH 101.9 FM, the voice of Vashon, your island connection. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my show. To end the show is a tune by Otis Spann called I Got a Feeling. Have a great day.